You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Zed Run Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $50 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head over to Sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our podcasts, articles, and picks. And welcome back to episode 7 of the Zed Run Gambling Podcast. I am your host, the man in the desert, Scott Bowser, with my co-host, the Wolf of Oakland himself, Chase Sessoms. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm an operation tank with my stable since they've got these special tournaments running right now. So I'm trying to take it down.
Tank City, you know, and we learned all about, we got better at tanking after last week's episode with MJ from MJ Informatics. But so check that out if you haven't heard it yet. But just real quick, I wanted to remind everybody that WynnBET right now has a $250 to win, $200 promotion where 50 bet qualifies you up to 200 free bets. And what's really cool, they got the fantasy football experience where you and your entire league get registered. And if any one of you wins, you guys get to stay at the Wynn Resort for two nights with DJ Diesel. Yes, Shaquille O'Neal himself will be DJing at the Encore Beach Club. So you can win a golf trip to Vegas. All users, all you gotta do is bet. $100 by Thursday through Sunday. Just the U.S. Open on the. You got the U.S. Open. You got all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, there's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is download the WynnBET app or visit wynnbet.com to get started. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at wynnbet.com. Must be 21 or over and present in the state where Wynn play through WynnBET is available. If you're somebody who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. I do not have a gambling problem. Well, I sort of do, but we have a great guest this week who, speaking of gambling on Zed, runs one of the coolest streams out there. We have Tommy from Zed Bets. Tommy, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Awesome. You're the first person I actually met in real life in the Zed world. So you're always going to have that where we met at the Kentucky Derby. At the event,
yep.
Yeah, and so I just went to the Belmont one this last weekend. They wrapped up the three. I think they kind of dialed it in a little bit better after that first one where they actually started them after the Belmont and stuff, so it was like an evening thing, and it ran tighter. And this last time around, they actually did marble races in between the Zed races just to add an extra leg.
Yeah. I was on the call with Hux on the getting marbles up, the marbles racing going for the –
Yeah.
Belmont Stakes, yeah.
Yeah. That's like how they were drawing the gate positions for everybody that was there. It was really funny. Yeah. So it was cool to see like Hux and Rod and those guys like really dial it in and get it going. But yeah, so like I do think these live events have a lot of like I know the game, like a lot of people are souring on the game right now, but I am here to bring positivity about it. I love what's happening with these live events. Like you guys were calling the races like you do on your stream, and dude, you did a hell of a job. No one's called races the way you have since, by the way.
On our stream?
Didn't you call one of the races live for the Kentucky Derby during the?
No, I didn't. I didn't call one. No. I don't know. I don't know who called it. Who was calling it during the Kentucky Derby, but. We've done a couple of those events. That Kentucky Derby, I believe that was our second one. We had one in March at one of the bars there, and what was that casino called? It's the one with the with the boats and stuff.
Treasure Island?
It was across the street from there.
I know which one you're talking about too, dude. I live here. I can't even think.
Yeah, no. No, I'm trying to, like, I lived there for a year. And but anyways, we had an event there too, and we did have a Australian race call announcer call those races live in the bar, like in the bar.
British and UK announcers are the best. They're the best.
He's really good. And what ended up happening was that for that event, we ended up getting like 12 horses that weren't named. And so I believe the morning of or the day before, I had to go name them. And so me being an idiot, I didn't think about the guy who had to announce the horses' names. And so I made fun of Hux a lot on the horses. So there's Hux sucks. Hux has no bucks.
Oh, that's great.
And he was not a happy camper when he saw the roster on that one race.
Oh man, that's such a good troll, dude. You know, on this last event, there was one of the races where they had, it was all like 90s R&B and like hip hop song names and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was like Put It In Your Mouth.
Oh man.
Oh yeah. And, the hip hop classic Put It In Your Mouth. Yeah.
There was this one girl who got assigned Put It In Your Mouth at the gate, and she was like, I don't want Put It In Your, I don't want it. And then she won, so she won that horse. She's like, I don't, it's like, everyone's like, this is a decent horse, you know, everybody was bred specifically for this race, like,
yeah, I don't know about that.
But we're looking to get our first Dead Run Gambling Podcast live event together in September, mm-hmm. here in Vegas, so hopefully I'll be able to find a venue. Kind of reaching out to a few places right now, seeing what I can get. I already have one sponsor though from a local cannabis place. So,
nice.
Well, yeah, we'll get that going. Definitely, but I want to do it like week one of NFL and kind of do a tie-in, like the Zed Run kickoff classic and make it like the night before the Sunday kickoff happens.
Heck yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'd be down to go to Vegas again, just for some of these events that happen.
Yeah, I mean, they're really amazing, and like just putting faces to stables and everything is really cool. And from the last weekend, I want to give a big shout out to Fitzpatrick Fast on Twitter, and his stable. He gave me a free horse and bought me drinks. That was really cool. And I met GVG Racing. I met Two Fools and their Moolah, and like some very, very cool people out there. And yeah, they were competing for like this monster trophy for like, it was like the culmination of these Triple Crown events. So it was really cool. And yeah, big shout out. It was cool, like, talking to everybody that likes the show. It's really cool seeing this happen. But okay, you got to explain to Chase why you moved, like how Zed got you out to Vegas, like, cuz you have a wild story with Zed. Like well, give us a little idea of your background and how you got into it, and then how all this kind of happened, cuz like you really do have one of the more incredible stories with all this.
I have a partner in crime, Sean. He's not here right now because he's traveling. As the time zone difference is way too much for him. But me and him, we got into Zed. It was a friend of ours that ended up finding Zed and brought it to our attention. And Sean at the time was interested in getting into streaming, and so he wasn't 100% sure on what game he was going to stream. He decided that the game he was going to stream, they ended up doing some weird updates, and he was like, well, that kind of ruins his whole stream. So he decided to just go ahead and start streaming Zed, because it didn't seem like a lot of people were streaming it. And so he started streaming it, and he had me, like, because I was helping him with MetaMask and where to go buy these horses and stuff. And so we were just like, we were on his first stream. I was in his Discord just talking to him, not on camera or anything. And we were just like buying random horses. Like, we didn't know what the heck we were doing. We'd watch the races we're trying to figure out this game. And we spent some money, like some ETH on a lot of duds. And then we ended up getting on an airdrop. He was able to, he was actually he actually did stream the airdrop one time, and we got a couple Genesis horses out of that. And then one day I was like, hey, you know, what if we build this like a betting application for this while we watch it? Like, our viewers can now watch, like, as they're watching us watch a race, they can also be engaged by putting in a bet on the race. And as soon as we got that going, we're like, whoa, this is a lot of fun. Like, we forgot to race our horses, because, you know, we're, like, to enter races, it was like $2, $5, and we were streaming for like 3 hours. So, and you're just hammering all these races, and it's just like, dang, we just wasted like $100 between each other, losing in all these races with our glue. But that when we launched that ZBets app, we were like, whoa, we could just watch races and not even have a horse in it, and we could see who picked the right horse, you know. And we ended up adding more features, and it became really close to like what you would actually do when you went to go bet at a real horse or at a real race, you know. And yeah. So we had trifectas, we had pick four and win place show.
Yeah, so Chase here is a track handicapper, a big horse gambler. So yeah. So like, this is like when I told him that last week, I'm like, I'm trying to get the guy who like first figured out how to do odds, like actual parimutuel wagering on Zed. He's like, his face lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah,
yeah. I can instantly feel my wallet getting slimmer under me after you mentioned it.
Yeah, and so one day we're streaming, and the Chris Laurent, I believe it was, that he was in the chat. He's one of the founders of Zed, and Sean ended up asking him, he was like, hey, when are we gonna do ZedCon Vegas? we're living in Texas at the time, and so he asked him, one of the founders, he was like, when are we gonna do ZedCon Vegas? And then after the stream, Sean ended up getting a message from a guy, and he was like, hey, I live out here in Vegas. I run all these esports events, and he is super into Zed. And he was like, when can y'all move out here to Vegas? And Sean at the time, he was just changing car batteries in Houston. And I was a software engineer, and I had a okay job, but not the most flashy of jobs. And I was just like, you know what, I'm looking for a change too. I'd be interested in hearing this guy out. So we end up flying to Vegas like the next weekend to meet this guy. He tells us about his idea of running this event called the Digital Derby, and he would hire us for like a contract position for 3 months as we put together the Digital Derby. And we moved out to Vegas in like the beginning of July, and we worked with this guy. He goes by Closet Nerd on Twitter, but so we ended up doing the Digital Derby with Closet Nerd in, I think it was in August when the show kicked off, and it was filmed in the studio, the Poker Go studio next to Aria. And so it was just crazy event. We had Travis Stone.
So like 2 months later, you're like in, like you get this random message, and 2 months later, you're on the Vegas Strip, basically doing this giant derby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
did you say you had Travis Stone for it?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, we ended up. Yeah, they ended up hiring Travis Stone to call the races.
That is amazing.
And I think Michelle from TVG, is that her name? Michelle?
Are you talking about Michelle Yu?
Yep. I believe so.
I don't think she's with TVG anymore. I think she works directly with Santa Anita, their first bet, whatever their ADW is.
Yeah. And so before the event, she actually did play Zed, and she had some Zed horses. And Travis knew about Zed. He didn't have a Zed horse at the time, and we ended up getting him a horse.
That's amazing.
Yeah, well, I think one of, I think one of our friends, I think it was last night, he was like, oh yeah, Sean and Tommy giving away used and abused buttes. So, I'm pretty sure he got a used and abused butte from either one of us, Sean or myself. But
Man, I'm reading Z17 legendary buttes right now, and I should I need to just name one used and abused butte and give it to you guys. That's hilarious.
Yeah. This is our take. It's a pretty catching name. And but yeah, it was we had the digital derby, which was awesome. I forgot what the prize pool was. Maybe like 3 ETH or something to the winner. And
wow,
it was like a heads up. It was a heads up race. It was. We like people, whoever was able to get into that, because like we kind of went through and like we're like who's considered themselves like a big stable, and we looked at like wins and what horses do they have, and there's a lot of stuff that went into like picking. It wasn't like an event, it was you know, invite only,
like an invitational.
We ended up having Doofy on in there, and he got knocked out on the first in the first race, and Two Fools and Their Moolah, they were in there.
They were just at the Belmont one.
It was awesome event. And then from there, we've just met a bunch of other NFT people out in Vegas. So there's a lot of people that are in the NFT world.
It's crazy. These last couple events, it's mostly been people who weren't familiar with Zed at all. It's just like NFT people having their very first experience with Zed.
Yeah.
It's wild. Like, cause like a couple times I've been like on the Preakness, it's like, hey, what stable do you guys have? They looked at me like I was an alien. I was like, oh, I thought I was here to network with other like Zed people.
Zed owners, yeah.
Meet other Zed people. Like, it's like there's some horses you just see nonstop, and you start like in the same races as you. You start kind of getting a feel like you almost like start. I kind of like to imagine backstories for all these different stables. Look at the stable name and like, how did that come to be, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I spent a good amount of time on my stable name.
Well, I did not.
I did too, actually. Like I really put a lot of thought and effort into mine. So my first stable. I got a second. You gotta have the burner stable too, I think.
Right. A burner. Yeah, I actually never made like a second stable where I just throw, like, I was too lazy to do that. And I just,
you know, I have one that I basically use for tournaments where it's like,
okay,
like, because it's too much of a pain to scroll through where I have a lot, like, so I have a lot of class three horses, so it can be a pain to navigate through those. But like, if I have them all and just like five or six of them in one stable for tournaments, it's a little easier.
Yeah, I wish you could. I wish I kind of had like a setting of like, hey, can I favorite this horse on specific distances? Because then it's like, that way they show up to the top of the list and you can get them in faster.
Yeah. Like I don't want even these ones to show up when I'm looking at marathons or whatever. No, that's a great.
Because like once you get like, I don't know, like 10 horses in your stable, it's just like, man, what horse? Is this one good again? It's just like, maybe I just should just name them, you know. You look like a 1600 meter Zeppo horse.
You look like 16. But you know what I like about this is it reminds me of fantasy football, and I use the Sleeper Fantasy app. It's one of the fastest growing platforms today. You might have a league out there. I use it for the Power Moves League that I'm in. It's a lot of fun. And now they have an over under game you can play. It's pretty easy. All you got to do is pick any sport like basketball or baseball, and whether points or hits or whatever, and you pick an over under and you put how much you want to enter into the contest. And if you pick correctly, you win anywhere from 2 times to 20 times the money you put in. It's a lot of fun, and the cool thing about it is we can all get together, Chase and I and all the other writers and hosts on the network. We can get in there, and we can actually build like our own private groups, and everybody can kind of tail each other or fade each other, and it's a lot of fun. So please on your mobile phone. Join our listener group at sleeper.com/SGP, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's right. Join our squad and get the 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. And I tried to work that in organically. I felt like it fumbled it a little, but I was trying to just like seamlessly do it. I'm really working on these ad reads.
We're going to take one point off your total for the fantasy football ad read fumble.
I mean, you know, like maybe I'm trying to downclass on the ad reads right now.
Yeah. Little ad read tankage. I like it.
I felt like it went smooth.
Okay. Yeah. See, you know, and we got three more. I'm going to sprinkle them. I'll not do those for like another 15 minutes or so. So we got it. We got time before we do this stuff. But yeah, so okay. But I do think like these live events, like you've been to a couple now, like I've been to a couple, like I think like this and like Party Mode and stuff really kind of is the future of Zed.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree. I think Party Mode would open a lot of doors for events. Because you could do these live events and you know, like what horses are going to be in there, and it can be like curated racing, I guess.
Well, I had a bunch of coworkers come out to the last one, and three of them, and then one of the friends won the grand prize that came with them. So, like four people that came with me last time all won horses, and it's like, yeah. All right, it'd be cool if we could just go over to somebody's house. Yeah. And run like have a private race where we're running them all. Like,
yeah, I'd probably try and find a better horse to beat your horse rather than like, you know, rather than arbitrage racing. Like, he's gonna smoke me all day, but
yeah,
but right? I have a good chance at beating you or my friends. You know,
like, yeah, exactly. I also think like just like being able to do like just straight up match races, like one head to head.
Yeah,
that'd be so much fun because if they can get that going by March. I would totally do a March Madness event here in Vegas where it's like we get as many horses, fill out the biggest bracket possible, and like everybody put like $10 in and have it go like,
yeah.
So get down to like the Sweet 16, everybody's cashing or something like.
Yeah, I think I think the community would run a lot more, just like I guess private events or something like that, like just side tournaments and.
Yeah, I mean, and there's already stuff like that happening out there, but like, yeah. I mean, it would just be so cool, like. To do that stuff, and that's why I was just fascinated when I met you guys, like what you and Sean were doing, because it's just like you like are adding another layer of the what something that's already there, and I love that, like because it's like, I mean, yeah, like arbitrage, and I definitely want to get those guys on here, but it's like, yeah, it's amazing what they do, go on there and just absolutely shark all of us all the time, but like, like it's kind of one dimensional. Like it's just like, yeah, it's about the racing. It's about the game itself. I love like what Dan Chan's doing and like MJ, like all these people making browser extensions and all this stuff that you can layer into the game. Like that's like I've never seen anything like this with a community that really so many people like rallying behind it, no matter what the ups and downs are.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of people building great tools. Like,
yeah.
Way better stuff than Sean and I have ever done. But yeah, there's like the blood tool and MJ, the analytics, and MJ has been a pretty good friend of ours since he started streaming and joined the scene. And,
yeah, he's a good friend of the show. Like, man, we love him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought about like doing analytics, and we're like, dude, we, you know what, our stable sucks. So who's gonna listen to us?
No, but like, see, that's the thing too. Is like, I do think there is a place for all of us shitty staples out there, because it's like, I mean, this is what's kind of cool about it. Is like, we're all like in the kind of more on the content creation side of it, mm-hmm. but like we still have stables. It's like, can you imagine if like Chris Berman on ESPN like actually owned a piece of like the New York Giants or something like that?
Right,
you know.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's like a whole different like it's a whole different animal with it, and it's like, I don't know, I've been looking kind of into photo finish lately because that's another, you know, like,
yeah,
horse
I've
game
seen that. Yeah,
and it looks like it's they're really trying to make it as realistic as possible, because I was watching like one of the races and I was like, oh my god, I didn't have my glasses on, I was like, this looks like a fucking real race. Like,
yeah photo finish looks it does look really good. I haven't I've only seen clips of it on Twitter. I haven't really dove into.
And I think, like, if I was, like, put it in, like, football video game terms, like, they're doing the Madden, like, real life simulation, whereas Zed's more of, like, the NFL Blitz.
Yeah.
Which is cool. They both have they both serve their purposes. Like I don't think they're necessarily for the same people, but there is a huge overlap in the diagram there. It is funny though, like, because I do think, like, the potential of, like, you having lived out here, you get it, or it's like, dude, every strip mall has a 24-hour video poker bar in it.
Dude,
there's not a lot going on. Like, okay, like, yeah, people play video poker all night, but, like, that would be a really cool thing to keep people engaged in a lot in some of these spots. Like, late night is, like, yeah, like, most on the West Coast, most sporting events are over by 10 p.m. So it's like you have, like, the whole night ahead of you, or it's like, that's where Zed to me is, like, just incredible. Or it's like, dude, this is 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, 7 days. Like, this is,
yeah. It's like that casino, the D on Fremont.
They have the
mechanical horse racing one, the 25 cent.
The plastic ponies.
People hammer that. They're all over that, because they're like, this is the cheapest place to gamble and also, you know, get a free drink for 25 cents.
You know what, dude? The friend of the owner of the D and the Circa down there, Derek Stevens, is a friend of the network. We might be able to make that happen for the opening weekend. Make the D the spot for the Z for kickoff classic. That's something I haven't really thought about. I was thinking Circa win. Win has a really cool, like, but Win's all classy and fancy and nice. But they have, like, the most top of the line modern day, like, fake horse kind of game, where it's like, got a digital screen showing it.
They have it there at the D too. It's that one, but nobody really plays that because it's a dollar, and then everybody's playing the quarter one.
The shitty quarter, yeah.
I mean, it's the quarter one's fun. Like,
yeah, dude,
it's pretty fun.
I won like $3 on one of those quarter, like, old school ones down in Laughlin, like, a few months back, where I was down there and I was just like, I was just all drunk walking through one of the hotels. I'm like, oh my god, they got one of those. Hell yeah, I'm getting over there.
After the Kentucky Derby, after that Kentucky Derby event, you know how Rich Strike won? It was like
80-1. Yeah.
Yeah, 80-1. We saw chariot racing. We don't know anything about chariot racing, and we're just hammering the guys that had, like, the worst odds possible, like 45-1. We're just like, it's gonna strike again.
that's some quality D-gens only content.
There's Sean, two fools in their moolah, donkey teeth.
Dude,
I forgot. I love the harness racing, because it's like horse racing. If you attached a guy on a wheelchair wearing polyester pants and wearing a batting cage helmet and gave him like a fishing rod to whip the horse.
Oh yeah.
Where did you guys go to do that at? Cause like I have
we're at the Cosmo. We're at the Cosmo. Okay. It's like, yeah.
So, cause like after that, I went over to Arizona Charlie's on Decatur, which is kind of on my way home from there. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend works for the company. So I get cheap burgers at the cafe there. So we went to get some, like, takeout and stuff. But I was sitting there hanging out in the sports book for a little bit, watching the USFL game. But it was, like, during the Warriors, like, God, what was it? Warriors versus Grizzlies series, yeah, when they were playing Memphis. And this guy was just screaming at the top of his lungs at, like, 30 seconds in how Memphis is going to win or whatever. And I just looked at my friend. I'm like, this is my rule for sports books. Anytime you see a guy sell it, like, doing the victory lap, especially on an NBA game, doing the victory lap 2 minutes in, immediately hammer that line the other way. And so I took everything. I had like $25 left in that mobile account, put everything on it, and I won. It was like, it was some of the easiest money I had made.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's how you make money in sports books. You just wait for the loudest, drunkest idiot to start screaming about something.
And just bet against
him. And live bet against him. Because you know he's about to have his heart ripped out.
There we go.
Yeah. Sean and I have a friend that we just fade all the time. he's like, you know, he's the worst gambler possible. We just, anything he does, we just fade him.
You need to get him his own stable so he can start fading him.
Oh no, he's the guy that introduced us to Zed.
Of course, dude.
See, I've got a good friend who's harnessed his powers of losing for and is using them for good. So, like, if there's any time, like, I'm going into a horse race and say it's like the last leg of like a pick three or pick four, and I need my horse to win, I'm like, hey, can you drop a bet on every other horse but mine? And I'll be damned if it doesn't work a lot of the time.
Dude, Doug Stanhope has a funny bit about how his mom was a hardcore degenerate gambler and would just go to the track and bet every horse in every race no matter what. Because she knew, I mean, knowing that mathematically you're going to lose in the long term, but she just wanted to get something back on every race.
Yeah, that... You know that it's not the quarter one, but it's the dollar mechanical horse racing. I think it's Konami who made it.
Konami and Atari both make basically 95% of the machines in Nevada.
Yeah, so I forgot what that game is called, but I saw this guy. He came up, put $100 in the machine, sitting right next to me, and then he's drunk as hell, right? And he just clicks on every little square except for a couple of them. And I'll be damned, he wins $500. I was like, what the? And then I was like, that's the smartest play I've ever seen. I'm over here just trying to get like $2 to $3 or, you know, back. And this guy comes up, bets on every little square.
The plastic pony whale. Like, just
he got bored of the game and was just like, you know what? And hit it big.
Oh, man.
And then I was like, well, the math works. If you get like, because if you pick it when it's like a horse with bad odds wins, you're going to cash.
You take everything over double digit odds. Like, that's something I like to do. Like, when I'm betting what we call here on the show meat sack ponies is because they're just sacks of meat at this point. They're not Zed horses.
Yeah.
But what I like to do is just like look at the morning lines, because like that's before the public starts manipulating it with prize pools and everything and the odds start moving around. So if you see one that in the morning was like 4-1, you're looking, that's like one of the favorites. But you look up and all of a sudden it's 16-1. You're like, well, they're giving me a free 12-1 here. Like, I might as well take advantage of that. Like,
right. Yeah, that's true.
But like, go ahead.
Michelle and Travis, when they hung out with us over the Digital Derby, they were like fascinated by the slang and lingo that Zed players use to talk about their horses. Similar to what like people around the, you know, real horse racing, how they the terms they use on their horses too, you know.
Yeah, it's like it's a weird language we got, that is for sure.
Like
phrases like much the best. Like that's one that's just like people are like, how much the best was that horse? It's like the bestest, the most besterer.
Well,
I don't know.
Funny, in this last event, there was one of the races where, you know, we were all just kind of watching. But it was one race where it was the hip hop R&B race. There's a horse named Diamonds and Pearls, and it drew flames and finished dead last by a mile. Like, I'm like 4 seconds off the first place or whatever. And GV, I look over and it's like GVG, Two Fools and Mula, like all these guys, Fitzpatrick, they're all sitting around there in the corner. Walk over, I'm like, so which one of you guys is going to end up buying that one that flamed it dead last by a mile, knowing that you got the high variance one in that? Like,
I don't really think I have like 60 horses. I don't think I have a horse that like is super high variance. I got lucky, like when we first entered the game, I got lucky and bought this horse named Reba that wasn't raced or anything. It was a legendary. And Sean and I were just like interested in doing a Griffin at the time because breeding was off. And so,
Because breeding was off for a while there, wasn't it?
When we started, there wasn't breeding. So the price of unraced horses were, I don't know, a premium at the time. And so we were just like, well, let's do it. So we could at least see what the Griffins are like on the stream. And we ended up racing this horse Reba. And we were like, oh my God, we got a killer on our hands. The best horse we own. She's all right. I mean, she's probably like the best horse I have in my stable right now. But, I need a racer some more with all the changes they've made now. She's a midfield type of horse.
Well, you know, I've noticed on those middle funnels in these tournaments now, the qualifying scores are always a few points lower in that middle distance funnel. So if you have something that can run in that 16 to 2000 range, you're going to qualify in more tournaments at this point. And now all tournament qualifiers get like at least a dollar or whatever. So you can kind of, if you get enough of those, I mean, yeah, you kind of grind it out a little.
Yeah. I think I was told that the midfield, like the horses that are good in the 1600 meter and 2000, like it's easier to qualify it's easier to qualify, but it's harder to win, I guess, if I remember that correctly, what my friends were telling me.
It seems like it's like the sprinters have like the point totals to qualify for the like the A and B tiers are way higher. The marathoners have the largest spread between like A and B tier, and then like mid tier is just always just like a crapshoot, it seems.
Yeah, and well, yeah. I mean, it makes sense because it seems like the best horses in the game are marathoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say marathoners and the sprinters are, they're like more, I feel like they're more consistent at making money.
Yeah, or, yeah, you know, because they have the extreme distance preference and they have the tank preference or whatever. So it's like you can, they can kind of always keep them in that zone. Whereas in that middle zone, you're just kind of, it's like Chase, it's a crapshoot. Yeah. Like my
horse Reba, like I could put her in a short distance. She might win. But she doesn't really have like a down class. She just does what she does, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's so weird. Like some start looking at some of these like profiles of what a horse can kind of be. And like, you can kind of look at them and go, oh, well, like it's like I have a Sunset Boulevard was like, I bought two like really bad horses starting off just to make sure like I can get the wallet to work and everything. And then Sunset Boulevard was like the first one. I was like, okay, this one looks good to me. And I just got lucky with her because it's like a Z20 Buter and exclusive that just has a weird high variance. So I'm always going to U-shape in like class four and pile up my wins there. Like it's just and get enough 10th, 11th, and 12th where I don't even have to worry about classing up most of the time. You know, it's just not going to happen with her. And it just it really is just kind of a lucky crapshoot. Here's another crapshoot. We got another sponsor here. This is the one where, oh boy, I don't know if I'm mature enough for this one, but you know, we got Manscaped, you know, and Father's Day is just around the corner, and boy, my dad was a real hairy Italian, furry, just large, lots of hair, man. I wish he could have used before he passed away. Manscaped would have done him wonders because they got the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature Lawnmower 4.0. It is the perfect bundle to tackle any for all old man hair from head to toe. This right here is no dad joke. Treat him and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With this exclusive offer, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. I made the last Manscaped read. I mentioned that, you know, for me, it's like jean shallot and scissor kick. But, for my dad, it's more like Danny DeVito, but spread out over a much larger circumference.
Danny DeVito with twice the surface.
So, bald Italian dude with glasses. So, get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SGP at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code SGP. Shake what your mama gave you? Nah, shake what your daddy gave you. All right, we're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. This is the good stuff, you know. This is the stuff that Bob Baffert got horses banned from in the Kentucky Derby for giving them AG1 supplement. Everybody said it was performance and no, it was just the AG1 supplement where you get 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend helps you support your gut health, which we all need with the gut churning losses that incur in the Zed Run universe. You know, it, it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Costs less than $3 a day. And let's face it, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. And you know, we're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Look, we got our horses. We don't want people coming into our internet security and stealing horses out of our wallets.
Yeah, that we're seeing that we searched Danny DeVito with larger surface area.
Yeah, we don't want them to see our Google searches. Because like sometimes I'll search to see, you know, what horse names are available. And that can get kind of crazy sometimes because you're constantly pushing the envelope on that stuff. And anyway, IP Vanish, you use that and you can use it on all your devices, whether it's your tablet, your phone, even your Fire Stick, stuff like that. And it helps you, it completely encrypts your 100% of your data. So all your details, passwords, all of that will be shielded from falling into the wrong hands. They're offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's just like getting 9 months for free. It's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button, and you're instantly protective. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use promo code SGP and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. All right. Now that we,
well done, Scotty.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, like I'm trying to bring some life to the that final round of ad reads, figuring, you know, like
I'm ready to run through a goddamn brick wall after that, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm like the Newt Rockne of ad reads now. Or,
you're gonna we're gonna get them on the run. We're gonna go. We're gonna take Athletic Greens. We're gonna shave our balls.
We're gonna get them. We're gonna hit them hard. We're gonna hit them in the mouth. We're gonna shave our balls into the mouth. Okay. Dude, but like,
all right.
All right, okay. That's where we kind of start falling apart with the post ad read. But
definitely not mature enough.
So Tommy, like, ever since we had MJ on last week, Chase and I have been absolutely obsessed with tanking. Like, I get more excited when I'm trying to lose at a distance than when I'm like putting it in the distance that it runs best. Because it's like. Yeah. I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I told you this horse was going to finish 12th.
It sucks when they finish fourth.
Dude.
God damn it.
I have one, Big Aqua, and the fucker keeps finishing like third and second and fourth at its alleged tank distance. And I'm like, should I just start running it here?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like that's the problem with Reba is that, it's hard to tank her rating, and I put her in a short distance. I put her in a long distance, and she ends up winning. I'm like, you freaking bitch! I paid $2 to try to take you, and you would have hit and won.
All right, so I have to hear more about the parimutuel wagering on Zed Run gambling. Where can I do it? How much credit can I have? All that stuff. I really got to hear about this.
It's not available just yet. There's a lot of legal stuff around it.
But like the way you guys had it worked out was like people were kind of playing for points, and then there's prizes to win off the points, right? Like,
so how we ran the Zed bets before was through the stream, and what we did was throughout the week, we'd run the stream from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and throughout those 3 days, we'd set like, okay, you have like 10,000 fake dollars, right? And every bet you make would cost, depending on what type of bet you made, it would do the max amount and it'd be let's say $100 on Win Play Show. And then the exotic bets, we'd do 50. We'd let you bet a max of 50, and it always did the max. And at the end of the week on Thursday, if you're at the top of the leaderboard, usually first and second and third, they would win a use and abuse Butte from us. it was every week we'd do that, and we'd give out NFTs as prizes. for whoever whomever would win the that week. And there are some guys, you know, there's a guy named Rourke, that's what his screen name is, and that guy, he knew how to freaking bet in Zed. Like, he would he would win quite a bit. Like, he'd win almost every other week, you know.
Well, like, I've heard, like, there's a couple people, like, I don't know, I think there's like three or four people out there that are trying to do like daily fantasy lineups for Zed, and I am fascinating with that, because like, it'd be so cool to be able to like set a lineup for like, okay, this is a 1 day contest, this is a 2 day contest, this is a week long contest. Like, there's so much you could do with those, and then like, it would be fun to like, okay, now I have a reason to root for arbitrage or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Zombie had a platform for like tournament racing before Zed had the tournament.
Like, Dan Chan has a lot of really cool like third party stuff on his now on StackNax right now, where it's like, and I what I really like is how he has double ups. So it's like, yeah, if you have that horse, like my big Aqua, where it's like, I feel confident with that horse in double ups, like, because it's like rarely finishing below sixth place. Like, I can't, it's hard for me to tank him down below that, and like maybe a couple ninths here and there. But if I was just consistently running him in double ups, I'm gonna win far more above, you know, above what even whatever the rake is on that. Like, I'll profit on the back end on that, like, for sure.
Right.
What I like about the way you were doing it with the kind of the contest format is, I mean, really that mimics a lot of like actual horse handicapping contests that are out there, where you know, a lot of them are like win place mythical bets, but you also have these live bankroll tournaments where you're able to, you know, adjust your totals and bet the exotics along, you know, a certain amount of different kinds of exotics. You know, you can't like play like pick sixes or anything, but you can play, you know, like daily doubles and exactas and trifectas and stuff. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's just biggest bankroll wins. So I like that. There's a little bit of familiarity there for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, a lot of people like they liked our, you know, Sean, you've met Sean. He's a very charismatic guy, and along with Zedbet, it was a pretty good, like, mixture of entertainment for a lot of people, that were into Zed. And, we ended up doing a kind of like our own little show on Saturdays, and it was called, the High Stakes Showdown. And so we had two fools in our moolah came up with the idea. And what we did was, he and two fools and moolah would reach out to like a lot of the bigger stables that he talks to, GVG, Donkey Teeth, Doofy. And they're like, hey, we're going to do $100 a race starting off. So every race is $800 up for grabs. And I think first one, majority of the money, second got some, and then third got like, they just broke even. And so we kept like a leaderboard, and we had like all these effects, and we had Boots. I don't know if you guys know who Boots is, but he calls like Zed Run races. And so we had him, like, we had Boots in the, we said it was Boots in the booth. And so we'd talk about the race, we'd talk about the horses in the race, we'd have Zed bets running, and people would be betting because we'd give out an NFT at the end of the day, and then we'd cut over to Boots, and Boots would call the race for us. And it was a lot of fun doing the High Stakes Showdown. And
dude, that is pretty awesome. Like,
we did talk about last time we were, you know, some of the last days we were there in Vegas, we were talking to Donkey Teeth and Two Fools, and, you know, they really want to do it again, that type of format.
So, Scott and I have been talking about doing like a big race day, but doing like 1970s broadcasters with like the plaid jackets and the skinny microphones comb overs, glass of whiskey, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Real anchor man.
The first one, that we did, like, Boots and I both like kind of dressed up and put on a nice jacket for the first High Stakes Showdown.
It matters. It really it adds some flair to it.
You gotta dress up for the.
Yeah, no, because I really do want to kind of start doing a thing though, kind of like what Chase is saying there, and then like kind of start doing like a weekly race report we're like, how, like our buddy Malcolm in the UK, like, you know, he can call like the races for us and have like, and it's basically like each tournament, like grand final for that week, you know, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, like let's have him call each of those races kind of thing. And like, see, you know, and give, just kind of have it like a little like old timey, like, I like the old timey, like I was just watching Seabiscuit, so I like the old timey like newsreel stuff of Manowar coming across the country, taking everybody on.
Stop the presses, stop the presses.
Yeah. I think, isn't it William H. Macy in that? Yeah.
That's hard calling horse races.
Yeah.
Actually, I have experience. I used to do streams for America's Best Racing, like every Friday show, where we would kind of handicap and pick races, but we didn't have the rights to show the races. So the stream would just be me calling the race, like on top of that. And it's so much fun just slipping in whatever, you know, whatever you think is funny and trying to work it in at some point.
Yeah. Cause it's like one of those, like, I mean, I could probably do it. I don't know. Like, it's one of those, like, I would have to, like, really familiarize myself with the names in that race. Because, saying the one with Fuck Hucks and Huck Sucks.
There are some good names in that one. And then there's one that was called Fremont Grim Reaper. Because Sean dubbed himself the Fremont Grim Reaper, because every time he went to Fremont, he closed down the casinos.
I have like a few horses that I've bred for like the weird bootleg tournaments, like the Z21 and up, Buterin kind of stuff. But I've named them all like phrases that we would use to describe my girlfriend's old cat. So it's like I got like Issues and Controversy, Gets Involved. And then just for the Z268, I bought an unnamed one. I was just like, fuck it. Here's Kibble and Wet Food.
Yeah, I just went to Spotify and went to Riff Raff and just took song names from him that I thought were ridiculous. And
dude, that's great.
And my horses. And then you run out of songs. You're like, damn it. And you'd be like going about your day and see something and put it in your notes, like, oh yeah, I'm gonna name a horse after that.
Well, when we were why Chase and I were talking about James Taylor, if you're wondering why James Taylor came up, for his birthday recently, I bought him a horse named Nantucket Blues, which is the name of a James Taylor song. So we were like,
no, it just sounds like it would definitely be a James Taylor song.
It's not, but
it sounds like it could be.
It definitely sounds like it could be. I was like, oh, Nantucket Blues. You could have strung me along on that for years and then introduced me to some diehard James Taylor fan, and then I would have been like, oh yeah, what's that one song, Nantucket Blues? And the guy would have looked at me like I'm the biggest dumbass on the planet.
See, what I do is I save that like ground shaking revelation for a time where I feel like you couldn't be any more disappointed in me. And that's when I come clean. It's like, oh, and by the way, I've been lying about Nantucket Blues for years now.
So now I'm gonna breed a horse, Martha Vineyard's Blues, just to
That's more believable because James Taylor hangs out on Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, he had a house there, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck Nantucket. Yeah. It's all about the MV.
If you guys are on Twitter, there's a guy named Hillside Homie. He'd be in our chat like every stream, but we'd ask him for a name and he comes up with the best names. Like the best names for that horse.
You know, I found for the Preakness, Baltimore Sun has this Preakness name generator. That's a lot of fun, and I'll let me call that. Look that up real quick. I have right here. So here's some of the ones I got from that: Caramel Comet.
Okay.
Mulberry Master is one of my favorites. Motown Philly Earthquake. Diggity Slappy, Panama City Warrior, Lame Motown. I thought that was pretty funny. Holy Waltzes, Buttered Brick House. Kitten Man Fancy Pants. That one really made me laugh.
Kid, that's nice. That's a good one.
Black Cyclone. I thought that one was pretty cool. Farts Princess. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Don't know if you slipped that one past the racing
this
office.
The last one might be my favorite, but Hard Boiled Dump Truck.
I got to tell you, my favorite horse name of all time, and it was a quarter horse that was running in like Texas and Oklahoma. And the poor old lady that was working in the racing office who let this one through is Bofa-Dee's Nuts. And like you could hear the announcers lighting up whenever Bofa-Dee's Nuts was just rumbling down the stretch. They're selling shirts. They're like, now you can have Bofa-Dee's Nuts on your chest.
Bofa-Dee's Nuts. Awesome. Bofa-Dee's Nuts is coming right at you. Like.
Right. Yeah, man.
Oh man. I mean, that's one good thing about Zed. Like, I think Zed's I haven't seen any like offensive name. Like, I've seen ones that are like questionable. You're like, but that's more of like a personal preference thing where it's like, oh, you're really going to name a horse Ron Paul?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was about to have my first ever like qualifying into a semifinal, and I got picked off at the wire by a horse named Hulk Spunk.
Yeah,
that was
right.
like a booger green horse named Hulk Spunk. And like, I just couldn't be mad at it. I could not be mad at Hulk Spunk.
I see one pretty consistently named Glenn Howerton, and I'm a big Always Sunny in Philadelphia
fan.
Yeah,
I see that one a lot too. Yeah.
And anytime I lose to that horse, I'm like, you know, give it up for Glenn Howerton.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. You just got Dennis methoded to death there.
Have you guys been racing enough to where you have like, you see a specific horse and you're like, this fucking guy again. God damn it.
Yeah, Glenn Howard.
Yeah.
And by the way, I ran into Primo Sparaza the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I smoked Primo, man.
In one of the the turn. Oh yeah, because I was running him in the exclusive only.
It was a different tournament. It was one of the regular tournaments, but okay. Yeah, I ran into Primo Sparaza. I've run into your one that you know, you're like, oh, this horse is gonna win in my first ever Zed run game, and then it like wins by open lengths.
Yeah, it was my high variance one where I was like, it was at 1400 Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah, Sunset Boulevard. I've run into Sunset Boulevard a couple times now. You know, I don't mention it unless I beat the horse with my horse, of course. I keep seeing your horses around now that I know all of them.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, like I'd kind of like to. It'd be cool if we can kind of come up with our own like app for the listeners and stuff, where we can all like everybody like logs in through it, and then you know whose horses or who's kind of through, like when you're in there. That'd be like some sort of browser extension. It's gotta be something we can do with that.
Yeah, that's one thing when we were streaming was we try to remember like, because like we'd enter races with people in the chat and. We try to remember who was whose stable that was in our chat as well. We're like, okay, Full Metal. There, we have a friend. He got all his horses have Full Metal.
And yeah, I've definitely seen some of those. Yeah.
Yeah, you will if you're up late at night, if you're racing at night, you will run into that guy. You'll run into into him racing. He races all day every day.
Well, it's like Dan Chen's horses all have like the fire name, but like. Other people will incorporate fire, so you're always kind of like, is that one of his? Like,
yeah.
Like it's really, yeah. It's starting to. It's weird now. Like having met like some like a few more and more of the stables out there, where it's like, I mean, it's like a 0.00001% of the people I've met, but like, it's really cool. Like starting to be like, oh, I know who this person. Okay, I see the horses in there now. It's like I start getting like, all right, I get it a little more. Like, I don't know, it makes it more personable, I guess.
I wish more people would use emojis in their name, because it makes remembering the stables like a whole lot easier.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's one with like the Florida Lees that I see a lot that I'm like, okay, I know you. Like, I recognize you. But yeah, like that's I know I've run. There are a few horses that I cannot name by name, but if I saw them again, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, this horse is just going to smoke my ass, just absolutely smoke me here."
Well, it's funny because like my friends that won the horses at the events, like at work this week, they've been asking me questions about it and stuff, and then I finally just pulled up Arbitrage's page on Know Your Horses and was like, "Okay, look at some of these horses," and it's just like going on like Ready Set Boom and some of these like where you're like, "Well, these are like some of the best horses in the game," but I'm like. So when you think you have something pretty good, just remember there's a bunch of these people out here that will absolutely crush you.
Right. Right.
So be humble. Be humble with your wins.
That's right.
But, you know, okay, so we got to get going here in a minute. Tommy, do you have anything you wanted to plug or, like, you got coming up or anything like that?
No, I don't. Not at this time, no.
You want where can people find you on Twitter again?
I'm Tom Teasy on Twitter.
All right. And Chase, where can people find you and all the wonderful things you got going on?
Yeah, you can always find me being abrasive on Twitter at of Oakland. I've got a horse racing podcast through Sports Gambling Podcast Network, the Notorious OTB. Let's see, later this week, I've got Sarah L. Bodway from Horse Racing Nation joining me. We're going to take a look at the late pick four, all stakes pick four at Monmouth this Saturday. I've got the Tilted Landshark podcast. Apparently not the only, but we still maintain the best professional ultimate frisbee gambling podcast in the pod sphere. And then, of course, you can always find me here on the old Zed Run podcast with my boy Scotty B.
Yeah, buddy. And make sure you follow the show at Zed Podcast on Twitter and on Instagram at Zed Run Gambling Podcast. But we also have a free promotion going off right now where MJ and Dan Chan were so kind to donate a couple horses to us. So to win the free horse, all you got to do is go on to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star. And dude, thank you. Everybody, thank you so much. Yes. These are pouring in right now.
Ton of reviews and ratings.
Yeah, this is really cool.
It was
cool.
A lot.
Yeah. We were Sunday afternoon, we were kind of like, whoa. So keep them coming in. And we'll be doing, like, with this kind of reaction, we'll definitely be doing more of these in the future. So what you got to do is just go in there, leave a 5-star review, leave a little a rating, and leave a little review. And we're going to put all those names into what I'm thinking, what do you guys think? Should we do, like, because I was just going to do one of those random wheel generators that you can download, like the websites where we can just put them all on like a pie chart wheel, spin it around, do it. But should we do a marble race that Chase calls?
Yeah, that
works. I'll do it.
We'll put all, I think we can put like up to like 50 names or something.
You can put like 1,000.
Okay.
You can put a ton of names in it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, dude, we will definitely. Okay, we're sold. Then we're gonna do a marble race to decide the names for the free horse giveaway with MJ and Dan Chan. So those will be fun episodes coming up. We'll be doing those sometime in July there. And hopefully we'll be getting this live event in Vegas for the Kickoff Classic coming up. I also want to do the Super Bowl Stakes. The March Madness match, March Madness match race melee. that's a real tongue twister, you know.
Yeah. You know, yeah, so it's a working title.
when Sean and I started the Zed Strings, we did a Zed Tucky Derby. It was just me and him against each other. We probably had the two worst horses ever,
dude.
But we did, like,
honestly, I Zed Tucky Derby. I would be down to fucking put a donkey into that.
Oh yeah, it was just straight dog. We bought these two horses. We got it completely wrong, because I think we were like, oh yeah, well, it's a brother sister race or something like that. No, they were like, or I forget, step siblings or something. I think we were saying they're step siblings. and then one of our friends pointed out that we got the lineage all wrong. We're like, damn it. All our banners are wrong and everything.
You know, I want a tournament that's for exclusively Z71 breads. It's called the Chevy Silverado Classic.
Nice. Sean made this horse. It was a Z291 or something, and it was like, yeah, it was like 200 something, and he called it Z291 Say Less. And then somebody put an offer on it, like a 0.1 or 0.2 ETH offer, and we were like, yeah, you gotta sell your horse. He was like, I don't want to, but he ended up selling it.
Yeah, for 260s for that kind of, I mean, or 200s, yeah, you gotta take that money.
because he never saw the horse until that point.
I mean, oh man, oh yeah. Also, my show, my other show, Luck Stops Here. Yeah. I just dropped a new episode this week. Me and my buddy Justin Decker do a fantasy football FFPC high stakes fantasy football draft, and we get bombarded drunk. It's like 2 hours long. Don't even listen to the first hour 15. That's us like actually trying to make picks. Listen to where the liquor kicks in around the hour 20 minute mark. And that last part is just us like just bringing absolute chaos to the late rounds of a draft. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us, dude. This is awesome.
That was awesome.
It's always fun to talk Zed with people. And everybody has like these different backgrounds. I love how like, I love these partnerships that come in where it's like, okay, you're a software engineer. It's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then it's just like, he's changing tires at the GM. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, this is the kind of stuff I love. But before you go, I've been asking everybody this question, and I just want to know, do you think there's a Seabiscuit out there?
Seabiscuit?
Yeah, like in the movie Seabiscuit, like we find out this horse that was like neglected and no one really thought was shit and was like running the fucking the bargain races down in Mexico, but all of a sudden they're able to like get the most out of it. Do you think like that's possible, or do you think like guys like Arbitrage will just figure out any good genetics the second it hits the market or whatever?
I know like Steph Curry, that horse Steph Curry
run against that, like, one.
Yeah, it was like a Z18 Elite or something. Didn't seem, it was unraced and everything, and the guy who bought it paid like $70 for it, and that horse has won so much ETH.
Yeah, that horse has won something like 20 ETH or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's won a lot of ETH. So if anything, that's been like the Seabiscuit story. That
okay, like, yeah,
because it's like you know, it was listed for $70. This was before breeding, like it was bred and then breeding closed, and this guy was just getting into Zed and just took a gamble on it.
Well, because when you see all those NBA names too, like like Steph Curry stuff, like that usually means it was part of that NBA Top Shots wave that came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I know he like. Yeah, I don't. I'm not 100% sure I mean, yeah, obviously Steph Curry, but I know that guy. The reason he bought it was because he looked through the lineage of it and was just like, it seems like it would be a good horse. You know? And,
yeah, I mean.
So that's like how you would find a Seabiscuit in Zed, because the horses in Zed run the way they are. They don't get any better if you run them 1,000 times or worse. You know?
Yeah, and I feel like sometimes like some people might be giving up on them too soon, because it's like all horses will have that 5 race bad stretch. You know, but it's like over the 20 races kind of, but
yeah, especially if you don't know, like
you don't have your distances out or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Then like, you're like, oh, I can downclass my horse. That's a thing.
Yeah. This has been eye opening to me.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, well, no, what I can now get into a class where it does successful, you know? So,
yeah, no, it's so much fun. Yeah. Definitely. We got to have you and Sean back on sometime, and like, maybe we'll, next time we fire up our stream, like have you guys on with us, like
yeah,
talk some shop and stuff.
Yeah, he comes back. I don't know, like 10 days. He's saying 10 to close to 2 weeks. So
sweet. Yeah, we'll definitely be in touch.
I'll shoot you a message when he gets back.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. We really appreciate all the support out there. You guys are awesome, and we hope to keep coming. Thank you so much, everybody. Bye bye.